Time to get back at it again this evening at Toyota Center. One more game for the Everett Silvertips, and this evening they take on the Tri-City Americans. Mike Benton here for our coach's conversation, and joining us now is Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, how much can you be a firm believer in letting last night's result dictate the conversation here for this evening?
Oh, we didn't talk about last night other than what we do every time we play a game, and there was some really good things. We outchanced them 20-13 even strength. That had been part of our game we've been working on. So it was nice to see our 5-on-5 play be very effective. There were some things that we wanted to fix. There were some things in our neutral zone play that needed fixing. I think the team had been not playing very good 5-on-5 and had been carried a little bit by our special teams. And now we're kind of in the opposite funk. Our 5-on-5 play has been worked on, discussed, and improving, and we've struggled a little bit with our special teams. Our penalty kills given up some goals lately, and our power play hasn't scored at the pace it was. So that's what you do in the game. Now we need to kind of work on a few of those things and fix those things. And, you know, if you get enough of those things working in the right direction, you win games. So we just play games and work on the things we need to work on. Where we're at record-wise, it's not very important to us. You know, we're playing 7 games in 9 nights, and we've been a little banged up and a little sick. So we wouldn't expect that this might be the, you know, most fantastic stretch of our season based on those obvious issues. But we've talked, Mike, lots. Win or lose, we stick with the process of what's been successful for 8 years while I've been here as a coach, and that's work on what you need to work on and get after the next game.
How effective have players been at this time of year with trying to compartmentalize given the crunch of this schedule so far?
Well, you know, that's challenging and difficult to really know the answer to how well they do that. Part of it you can see how they play, and of course there's discussions between myself, the assistant coaches, and players on a daily and regular basis, so you glean a little bit of information from that. But also, I mean, these are 16 to 20-year-old athletes and people. And so there's not always going to be an adult or a seasoned athlete's viewpoint on how things go. I think, in general, coaches analyze the game times 10 the way a player would. So a player doesn't invest an enormous amount of energy in analyzing exactly what happened in games. Like a fan, a player would be closer to saying, well, you know, the score was 5-1, so we must have played terrible. When that might not be the facts, the players would have a little closer viewpoint than the fan on that, but and it's, they don't have a wealth of experience to fall back on as to what the significance of 2 wins or 2 losses might be. So that's part of what we do as coaches, is we try to make sure that we're always looking at things in a way that solves the next issue. We have always believed that WIN is just an acronym for what's important next, and that's something we do on a daily basis with our players.
Where can Lucas Scrimita be most effective tonight?
It's his first game back after not playing a lot, so we have no expectations for him to be effective anywhere. Other than he's a good kid and a good player, and, you know, once he's back in shape, will be a very positive impact on our team. But it's his first night back in 2 weeks, so we don't have any expectations.
With Tri-City, what can you ask out of your own players as far as the expectations here for the first 10 minutes?
You know, it's I don't know. I really don't know. I know what we would want. I mean, we want to try to start. We weren't starting very good maybe 6-7 games ago. We've been starting a little better in the last 3 or 4 games. You know, we're in the middle of 7 games in 9 nights. I'm going to guess that's never been done in the history of the league. I don't think it has. Maybe it has. I don't think in the history, and this league's been around a long time, I don't think in the history of the league any team's played 7 games in 9 nights. So anything and everything that you're seeing and watching, you take with a grain of salt, because the players are being asked to do something that's never been done or virtually impossible athletically. So we're just trying to do the best we can right now. And, you know, a different point of the season, we'll be in a different stretch of games and things will be different because the schedule will be different. Right now, all we can do is go out and see what we can do to beat Tri.
And those words you heard from Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. We'll come back in a moment from Toyota Center, and you're listening to Sound Transit Everett Silvertips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.